Today, sharing the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Nun. We are learning today Lila Nishmas, a number of people: Harriet Neidel, Chayasara Bas Fredel, Celia Baum, Cyril Bas Rav Avram, Shirley Coulter, and Max Berlin, Mendel Ben Levi Yitzhak. All the Shalom should learn for seven Aliyah from our learning. Okay, we pick up about 8-10 lines down from the bottom on Nun Tesamid Beis with the Mishnah. Mishnah, which we actually had in yesterday's shir, so it should be a little bit of chazara today, starts as follows. Amanashni Kohen. If a man goes and says to a woman, I want to marry you, on the condition, this should be the Tanai, that I am a Kohen. Amanashni Kohen. But it turns out that he's not a Kohen, he was really with a Levi. Vinimso Levi. Or alternatively, he says, I'm a Levi. You should marry me because I'm a Levi. Vinimso Kohen. And in fact, he's a Kohen. So as we pointed out yesterday, this Tanakama's opinion will be that no matter what the difference is, if the condition that he stated is not true, so then the woman is not mikudeshes to him. Whether this is a, quote, better or a worse situation, it makes no difference according to the Tanakhama. Likewise, if he says, marry me because I'm a nesin, I'm one of the givonim. They're also to marry into the kahal, but certain people are allowed to marry them. And it turns out that he wasn't a nesin, but benimsa mamzer. Actually, he's a mamzer. Or he says, I'm a mamzer, benimsa nesin. So in all of these situations as well, the kedusha will not be chal according to the Tanakhama's opinion. Or, if he tells her, I want you to marry me because, Ben Ir, I'm a person who's a city dweller, I live in the city. However, Nimsa Ben Krap, turns out he lives in the suburbs, he lives in a small little shtot, he doesn't live in a big city, or vice versa. He says, I'm Ben Krach, I'm a small little village guy, Nimsa Ben Ir, and it turns out that he really is a city dweller. So again, the Kiddushin will not be Chal. Or if he says to Amanash, the basic core of Lamerachot, he says, marry me, my house is near the bathhouse. They didn't have indoor plumbing, they didn't have private bathrooms, they didn't have their own showers and bathtubs in their houses, so they had to be near Merachot. So he says, marry me, no, I'm near Merachot, that's a good thing. And him, so Rachel, turns out he's far away from the bathhouse. Or vice versa, he says, Rachel, we're far away from the bathhouse, we won't have any of the problems in the bathhouse living area. So and him, so car, but in fact, he's right nearby there. In all these situations, again, not mikudeshes. Or if he says, Amanash yesh lo bas o shivcha migudeles. If he says, marry me on account of the fact that you have an older daughter, or I have an older shivcha. In other words, there's somebody to help around the house. Veinlo, but in fact he doesn't have it. Or vice versa. Or Amanash elo. This way you're living just with me. I don't have any of these. I don't have a grown daughter. I don't have a shivcha. And therefore, marry me because I don't have them. And then it turns out, v'yesho, that he does have. Again, kedusha won't be chal. Or if he says, marry me, al menash ein lo banim, marry me, I don't have any children. And it turns out that he does, v'yeshlo, or vice versa. Or al menash yeshlo, says that I do have children, but in fact, v'ainlo, he doesn't have children. In all of these situations, u'bakula, even though, afapi, sha'omra b'libi, ha'yoli iskadishlo, afapi kein, even though the woman says, listen, the fact that he stated I'm this, it turns out he's that, makes no difference to me. I would have married him if he told me that that was the other thing was true. So if he says he's a Kohen and really was a Levi, I would have married him anyway. None of these things were important to me. If that's what the woman says, nevertheless, the Tanakhama holds Ein Mukhideshes. If you didn't fulfill the Tanai, so then it is not going to be a valid Kiddushin. Okay? If the Tano is not true, then it's not a valid Kiddushin. And vice versa, the Mishnah concludes, V'chein hi shehit at u. If she was the one that had certain claims out or made certain statements, and he's marrying her based upon those statements, and it turns out that they're not true, the same thing applies. Tanakhama says, even though he may say, nah, I don't mind, I would have married her anyway, even if that wasn't true, the bottom line is, if the Tanai was made and it isn't fulfilled, it's not correct, it's not emes, so then the Tanakhama, our Mishnah, holds that there is no Kiddushin. Now, Gemara says, how Gavra, the once was a man, Dizabin Lenifse, he sold all of his possessions. Rashi explains that this nifse means karkoi. He sold his real estate. Adaito, on the understanding, lemeisach le'eretz Yisrael. When he was selling this, it's because he said, I'm making aliyah, I'm moving to Eretz Yisrael. I don't need my real estate over here. However, he didn't state this. Ubeidno dezabin, at the time that he made the sale, lo omar v'lo midi. He didn't say, I'm only selling this because I'm moving to Eretz Yisrael. In his mind, that's the only reason he was doing this, but he didn't state this publicly. So he then doesn't go to Eretz Yisrael. For whatever happened, he couldn't make it to Eretz Yisrael. He wants to take the deal back now. He says, no, I want my house back. So Rava says, no, have a Dvarim Shebalev, since he didn't state publicly anything specific over here, that I'm only making this sale on the condition that I go in Aliyah. If I don't, I want to be able to buy this back. He didn't state that. He may have thought it. It may have been Dvarim Shebalev. It was inside of him. That's what he said. Of course, I'm only selling because I'm making Aliyah. But since he didn't publicly state it, so Rava says, Dvarim Shebalev Einam Dvarim. We can't take into account what he's thinking in his heart. Otherwise, there's no way you can ever have a base. There's no way you can ever do anything because a person will say, I didn't mean it that way. I didn't want to do this because in my heart, this is what I was thinking. So life can't go on. And therefore, this, while it may be true that he was only selling it on the understanding that he would move to Eretz Yisrael, but if he wasn't moving to Eretz Yisrael, he wants it back. So then state so. If you state so, so then it's valid. Now, that's what Rava says. Dvarim Shebalev Einam Dvarim. Where does he know this? Minah Le L'Ravaha. How does Rava know this? And we'll spend a lot of the first part of the shiur today bringing down various shiurs, various sources to see where Rava got this idea that Dvarim Shebalev Einam Dvarim. Tosus points out, it's based upon this, Impiresh Dvarav, that if in fact he had stated it though, the Feirish Lehedja, the Amar B'Shas HaMecha Shu Mochram Lefi Shu Rotza L'Leches La'Eretz Yisrael. So in that situation, he says, I'm only selling this because I'm moving to Eretz Yisrael. Even though he didn't say, and if I don't move to Eretz Yisrael, then I want to get it back. So then the mecha would be batel because it was clear that that's what he wanted. Tosa says, how come? He didn't make a tonight couple. And Tosa says, in this type of a situation, you don't have to make a tonight couple. Okay, the bottom line is, we're now going to try to find out a source for where Rava got his din from Dvarim Shebalev Einam Dvarim. So Gemara says, Ilema Mehaditnan. If you're going to tell me it's from this, now it's really a brisa. I'm not sure why it says Haditnan over here. We had this the other day as well. I didn't find many of the normal places that I would look to see if this is corrected to Ditanya, but Mistam, it should be Ditanya because it's a brisa and not a Mishnah. In any event, we turn to Nun Amud Aleph. It states in the Gemara, in the Dharm, and in the Elah. The pasuk is, as Rashi points out, the beginning of the pasuk is Zohar Tamim Yakrivenu, and then at the end of the pasuk it says Yakrivo So Lirat So No. So we have extra words over here. The ending part Yakrivo So, and then we'll have to explain Lirat So No in a second. So Yakrivo So Milame Chikofino So, that we force the person in this situation where he has to bring an Ola. So if he doesn't bring it on his own, so we force him to go and bring this Ola that he made a neder that he would go and bring. You might think that we force him, that we take it against his will. He's screaming, no, I'm not bringing this, and we take it against his will. Tambaloma, no, it has to be leered, so no. It has to be in accord with his will. So we have a little bit of a problem here. It seems to say from the Kroy Yaseira, Yakrivo, so that we force him. But it says leered, so no, which means that we don't force him. It has to be willingly. So what's going on over here? So how do you go and explain this seeming stira in the pasuk? So the Gemara says, Kofino so, we force him, Achioma rotsa ani. You force him to do something till he says, yes, this is what I want to do. So you fulfill Yakrivo so to force him to do it, and you also fulfill Lirat so no, that it's rotsa ani. He's doing it willingly. Gemara says, really? Do we really think he's doing it willingly? Viamai. He obviously doesn't want to bring this, and whatever power Basin is using to force him to go and bring this, he's bringing it, but it's really against his will, even though he says it's willingly, but in his heart, Dvarim Shebelev, Habelibay, Lonichle, he doesn't want to bring this. Ella, what do you see from here? This is the source. Ella Lav Bishum, Damrinim, Dvarim Shebelev, Enum Dvarim. The fact that in his heart he doesn't want to bring it, but he's saying, okay, I'm bringing it, I'm bringing it, I'm bringing it, stop forcing me. So even though he doesn't mean to, he doesn't want to, but he is bottom line doing it, lirat so no, and therefore that's the source for Dvarim Shebalev Einam Dvarim. We don't count what he's thinking inside his heart. Where it says, no, that's not the right source, because of the Dilma, maybe in this situation, Shiny Hasim, it's different, because the Anan Sahade, the Nichle Bikapara, whatever the reason he was bringing this Ola, often you bring an Ola because you were over an Asay. So he wants the Kapara for not having done that, I say, he didn't do something he was supposed to do, so the Ola will be a makeup somehow for not doing that. So we say in this situation that even though inside he may be arguing, I really want to do this, it cost me $1,000 and I don't want to do this, but bottom line is, even deeper inside, he does want to do it because he wants the kapara. So therefore, this is not an example of Dvarim Shebalev in a Dvarim, because really his Dvarim Shebalev is in agreement with Lirat So No. So it's like three levels over here. What he's verbally saying, then what he says inside his heart, I don't want to bring it, but then deeper inside his heart, he says, I really do want to bring it because it's a kapara. So therefore, this is not an example of Dvarim Shebalev Einam Dvarim, because that's actually in his heart, deep in his heart. That's actually what he wants to do. So therefore, you can't learn it from here. Notes, what's the source for Rava's din that Tvarim Shulev ain't on Tvarim? Tell me safer. Keep on reading that Braisa. And it says, V'chein atamotze begite nosher v'shichuru yavodim. We have a similar din in forcing somebody to give a get. So let's say give a get to his wife. And he's recalcitrant in giving this get. So basically, can force him to go and give this get. And in fact, they could literally force him, kofen or so, achi omar rotz ani. In the times of where we had really a powerful Beis Din. So Beis Din had certain powers, and they could force this guy to go give the get. Now, if you're telling me, dvarim shebelev, or dvarim, so then he may be forced to give it, but he doesn't want to, and therefore this get should be nullified. He really doesn't want to give this. The basin's forcing him to go and give this get, but he really doesn't want to give the get. So here is the source, the dvarim shalev, and dvarim. El alav bishom, the amrina. Isn't it because we say dvarim shalev, and dvarim, here's the source for Rava's din? So the word says, no, again, this is different. No, maybe deep inside of him, he really does want to do what the Chazal are telling him to do, what the Beis Din is telling him to do, because he knows he has to divorce this woman for whatever the reason. He has to divorce her, so therefore he's really doing this willingly, even though he's in his heart saying, no, I don't want to do this, I don't want to do this, I don't know, you're forcing me to, but deeper down in his heart, he really wants to do this. So again, this is not that the actions that he has in his heart are against what we're doing. No, he really wants this. So therefore, Kovno so Acha Yoma Rotsani really is true because he wants to fulfill what the Divrei Chachamim tell him to do. So that can't be the source either. We're still looking for a source for Rava's din, the Dvar Shalev and Dvar, El Amr Rav Yosef Mihocha. Rav Yosef said this from here. The following Mishnah, this is a Mishnah later in Amasechta, where it says, Hamakadesh so Isha, the man goes and does Kiddushin with a woman, the Amr, and he says to her, Kisavur Hayisi Shi Kohenis. After they're married already, he says, wait a second, I thought you were a Bas Kohen. And now that you're not, Barei Leviya, she's really a Bas Levi, she's a Leviya. Or vice versa, he thought that she was Leviya, but him says Kohenis. Or she was Aniya, she was poor, Hariya Shira, she was really rich, or vice versa, she was rich, Shira, Hariya Aniya. In all of these situations, the Mishnah states, Mikudeshes, the woman is Mikudeshes. Why? Mipnei, Shalo, Hitatu. She didn't do anything. It was all his mistake. He didn't check it out. Hell, he had heard that her name was Cohen. So he said, he assumed she was a Cohen. But no, she wasn't. Her name was Cohen, but she really was a lady. And he thought her name was Rothschild, so he thought she was rich, but she really wasn't rich. She was poor. She had the name Rothschild. So, in all of these situations, she did nothing to go and cause him to err, and therefore, it's his error, and therefore, Mikudeshes. Now, Bamai, why don't we say over here, Hokamar Kisavar Yisi, and therefore, it's Dvarim Shebelev. And if you say Dvarim Shebelev Dvarim, so then the Kiddushin should not be Chal. So Gemara says, no, Elamishum Damrina, this is the source, because we say Dvarim Shebelev, and the Dvarim, the fact that he internally thought this, so that's irrelevant. The bottom line is he married her, and now afterwards he's saying, that's what I thought. No, and I made a mistake. No, we don't retract the Kiddushin. So that's the source for Dvarim Shalev and Dvarim. That's what Rabbi Yossi says, but Abai says, no. Dilma, you know why? Because shiny hasum dilchumra. Here, what we're saying is that we have to be choshesh for what he's saying, and therefore, this woman needs a get from this guy. But at the same time, if another person were to go and give her Kiddushin, she would need a get from him as well. Because maybe the Dvarim in the lave are in fact counted. And therefore, she's not really married to the first guy. And if another guy comes along and gives her Kiddushin, those Kiddushin would be Chal. So we have to be Choshesh over here, Luchumra. And that's why we say over here that she's Mikudeshes, Luchumra. But in fact, she's not Vadei Mikudeshes. And if somebody else would come along and give her Kiddushin, so we'd have to be concerned that maybe his Dvarim Shevlev were Dvarim. And in fact, the marriage to this girl, because he thought that she was a Kohen and she was really a Leviya, etc., any of these changes, so that throws off the Kiddushin, and therefore she's a Penuya, and therefore we have to be Choshesh if she gets Kiddushin from somebody else. So therefore, you can't use this, Abaye says, as a source of Dvarim Shalev and Dvarim, because maybe this is only Luchumra. So Luchumra, we're concerned about it, but not the Din. So therefore, Abaye says, Elo, Omer, Abaye, Abaye says, the source for Rava's Din of Dvarim Shalev and Dvarim is Mehocha. It's from the following Mishnah, our Mishnah, which we started off the Shia with, where it said, at the end of the Mishnah, Bekulim and all of them, even though the woman said, no problem, the fact that he said this and it's really something else, I don't care. I marry him anyway. Even though she says, I'm willing to marry this guy, whether he was a Kohen, whether he was a Levi, whether he had daughters or he didn't have daughters, whether he had sons, he didn't have sons. It made no difference to me. I wanted to marry the guy. So that's Dvarim Shebelev. And it said in our Mishnah, Eino Mekudeshes. Therefore you see, the Dvarim Shebelev and Mekudeshes, because we are my Hakarma Belibi Hoya. So therefore we see that we disregard what she has in her lab. This is the source for Dvarim Shebelev, Eino Dvarim. And the word says, maybe not, because with Dilma, maybe our Mishnah is different, shiny hossam, because the Kivon, the Asne, since this man specifically said it, Lav Kol Kimino, the Akwale Litanoi, she doesn't have the ability to uproot what he said, because he said this, and therefore, as Rashi says in Dibur Masu Kivon, the Asnoi, Shepiresh Tanoi, but if he specifically stated this tonight, I'm marrying you on the condition that I'm a Kohen, and then it turns out that he wasn't. So lav kol kimina limi akir tano bidvarim shebelev. She can't uproot his verbally expressed tonight with her inner thoughts. Howel vishama. Since the reasoning is she heard him say this v'lo michasa, and she didn't say I don't really care whether you're calling or not. I want to marry you. So she didn't say that v'lo michasa lomar afo bikein ani chafetz abach. Therefore kadei shosi below tonight. She should have said no. Don't put this tonight in there. I'm marrying you no matter what. Since she didn't say that, she doesn't have the right with Dvarim Shebelev to uproot it. But you can learn that from here. The Rava's general rule, the Dvarim Shebelev ain't a Dvarim. So we still have no source for it. All the sources we tried to bring down aren't good. Try again. El Amar Rav Chiya bar Ravin. Rav Chiya bar Ravin said, Uv Dahava Be Rav Chista. The once was a Maisa that was brought to the Beis Din of Rav Chista. And they didn't know the answer. Rav Chista therefore brought it to Be Rav Huna, to the Beis Din of Rav Huna. So this question of Dvarim Shebelev was finally resolved in the Beis Din of Rav Huna, and they brought it from the following Mishnah. This is a Mishnah in Me'ilah, and the Mishnah says, Ha'omer l'shlucho, if a man tells his shaliach, go and take for me, havi li min achalon, go and get for me some money that I have in the windowsill, in the window, o min ha'deluskimo, or it's in the deluskimo. Rashi says this is a taska, which means a sack, or in some sort of a container. So I have money there that's in a sack or in the windowsill, and he was telling him to go and take the chulin money that he had there, but he also had some kachim money there. And therefore, the person who was taking it, the heavy low, brought him the holy money, the kachim money. And afapi sha'omar bal habayis, even though the Baal HaBayis is saying, hey, I didn't ask you to go buy that for me from the kachim money. I asked you to go buy that for me from the chulin money that was there in the windowsill or in the bag. And you made a mistake. So even though he's saying inside his heart, I certainly didn't send you to go take the kachim money. I want you to take the chulin money. Nevertheless, kivin shehevi lo mizeh, since the shaliach brought him from the windowsill or from the luskuma, he's considered having done the shlichus of the Baal, and Baal HaBayis is more. We have the famous rule that if the shliach does shlichus, so then the shaliach is not moil, but the Baal is moil in that situation. So as Rashi says, Havili min hachalon mos, v'ayusha mos, sho hektish, v'shogag Baal HaBayis, kisav shen chulin, and the Baal HaBayis thought that they were chulin, and therefore, the Baal HaBayis says, I didn't want you to bring me that. Lo yabalibi, Rashi says, mikizeh, I want you to take it from the chulin money that was there, not from the kachim money, but nevertheless, the Baal HaBayis is mo'al, as Rashi says, shari osu shliach shlichuso, v'tanan, we learned in Mila, ha-shliach, shosu shlichuso, ha-Baal HaBayis mo'al. So here you see, v'amai, ha-komar belibi, he said, I never intended you to do this, my dvarim shebelev certainly didn't want you to be mo'al, and therefore, if you hold dvarim shebelev or dvarim, then the shaliach would be mo'al and not the Baal HaBayis. But since we pass over here, the Baal HaBayis is mo'al, what do you see from here? El alav, mishum darmin, and dvarim shebelev, ein dvarim. This is our source. Again, the Gemara says, not so fast. The Dilma Shani Hassan, maybe it's different over there, because what is this person doing? He's possibly lying. He doesn't want to have to go pay the chomish that you have to add on to the principal, and he doesn't want to have to bring a carbon Asham Mi'ilah, so Dilamith Darnavshemi carbon kasi. He's only saying these things were in his lave. Oh, I didn't want you to do that, because he wants to get out of having to pay all this extra money, the Chomesh and the Asham Mi'ilah. So we have to be concerned. The guy's lying. This whole thing is not Dvarim Shebelev, it's made up Dvarim. And therefore, you can't bring a riot from here if you're Dvarim Shebelev, ain't a Dvarim. So we're still stuck. But the Gemara says, no, If he just wanted to get out of having to bring the Asher Me'ilah, he had another simple way to get out. He could have said, I told him on purpose to do this. I knew he was going to do it. I did it b'mezid. Now b'mezid, you're not over Me'ilah. So he would save himself the extra chomesh, and he would save himself the Asher Me'ilah. So if he wanted to lie, he could have lied by saying mezid. So therefore, believe him when he says it's Zvarim Shebelev, and I didn't want him to do this. Moreh says, no. Lo avid inish demashvi nafshei rishia. The way he'd get out of this over here, his migu, is to say that I'm a terrible person, that I told him to do Me'ilah, b'mezid. I told him to usurp the money from the Beis HaMikdash, from the Hekdash, b'mezid. And nobody wants to do that. So therefore, he really doesn't have a migu. And therefore, we have to be concerned that he's lying over here when he says that in my heart, I didn't want him to do this. So therefore, we're still stuck. Tomorrow it says, no, we're not stuck. Havalei lomar, you know what he could have said? Niskarti. When I sent the Shaliach, I didn't know that there was hektish money there. But after he went to go get the money, before he got the money, I realized, hey, there's another package over there. There's another sack over there. And he's going to take the wrong sack. So therefore, I'm retracting my shlichus. The Tanan. Now here, it says on the side that this should be the Tanya. Here, this is definitely a Braisa as well. It says in the Braisa, Niskar Balabayis, V'lo Niskar Shaliach. If the Balabayis sent the shlich to do something, and middle of doing it, before the shlich actually did it, the Balabayis realized, hey, that's hektish money. So he retracts the shlichus, but the shlich doesn't know it. So now, when the shlich takes it, Shaliach Mo'al, because the Balabayis has officially retracted the shlichus, and now the shlich is doing it, so to say, on his own. So we could say that that's what's happened over here. Oh, this is a good teretz. And since he could have said this, we have to believe him when he says, Dvarim Shebelev, that I wanted to go and have him take the chulin money, and he by accident took the kachim money, so that's Dvarim Shebelev. I certainly didn't want him to do that, but nevertheless, we say the Baal HaBayis, the one who sent the shaliach, is still Moal, so obviously we must hold Dvarim Shebelev, Einon Dvarim. Oh. This is our Raya. Rava's statement is based upon this. Okay, now he gives us some other cases. How Gavra, there was a man, Zabninu Lenichse, Adaita Lemesat Le'Arad Yisrael. He sold his property in order to go up to Eretz Yisrael. And here Rashi points out, in this situation, he actually stated so. He said that, Ufarishle, the Adaita Dohochi Ovid, Rashi says, I'm telling you, I'm only selling this on the condition that I'm making Aliyah. And then it turns out, Solik, he went to make Aliyah, he went up to Eretz Yisrael, below Izdale, but he didn't stay there. He wasn't able to live there. Rashi says, Lo Yochol Ador, he wasn't able to live there. O Mishum Chisur Mizonos, there was unfortunately no food over there. The economy wasn't good there. Oh, the Lo Matzadir, or he couldn't find a place to live. All the apartments in Baruch Shem were full, all sold. And he couldn't find a place to live. So he had to return. So how do we pass in this situation? Does he get his property in Chutz Loretz back that he sold? So I'm a rabba, called the Solik, Adaita Lemei Darhu, V'holo Istale. Yeah, he didn't say, I'm just going to visit Eretz Yisrael and therefore I'm selling my property. He said, I'm going to live there. So the impression was, if I live there, the property is sold. But if I don't live there, for whatever the reason, then the property is not sold. So therefore, the first version that we have here of rabba would say that the sale goes back. The property sold in Chutz Loretz goes back to him. That sale can be null and void when he returns because he didn't live in Eretz Yisrael. That's version one of Rava. We have a second version of what Rava said. He says, Adaita Lemesa. He said, I'm going to Eretz Yisrael. No, he went to Eretz Yisrael, Vosolikle. And therefore, the deal is sealed. It's a done deal. And he can't go get his property back in Chutz Loretz because he said, I'm going to Eretz Yisrael. He did go to Eretz Yisrael. All right, you're now coming back? That has nothing to do with the original sale. So two possible ways, diametrically opposed, that Rava is said to have paskined over here in this situation. Another Maisa Shoya, how Gavra, the once was a man, Zabninu, Lenichse, Adaita Lemesak, Le'Eretz Yisrael, there once was a person who again wanted to go up to Eretz Yisrael, he sold his property, and he again stated over here that if I don't go to Eretz Yisrael, so then this is not a good sale. Nope, Lesof Losolid, he didn't even go. So he said, I'm going to Eretz Yisrael, so therefore I want my property back because I didn't go to Eretz Yisrael. So what's the halacha? Rav Ashi says, "E boy solik." As Rashi tells us, "E boy have a solik." Ubididei kaima milsa. It was totally up to him. Below bat lozvini, and therefore he chose not to go. So therefore, the sale is still a good sale because he said, "I'm selling it to you because I'm going to Eretz Yisrael." No, nothing was stopping you from going up to Eretz Yisrael, and you decided not to go. That's therefore not the purchaser's current concern or problem, and therefore that sale goes through. That's the first version that we have of Ravashi. Second version that we have of Ravashi is Igo Diamre. No, he said, E boy, lo solik, like a question over here. Rashi says, Loshem Bismia. If he had wanted to, wouldn't he have gone up? There must have been something here that prevented it from going up. For example, Rashi says, Shoma shayu listim aderech. He heard that there were robbers on the road. Now, the Gemara is going to say, my benayu. What's the difference between these two versions of Ravashi? So the Gemara says, Ika benayu di sialid unse be'orcha. So as I just pointed out from Rashi, Rashi says, he heard that there were listim there on the road. So according to the first version, lishna kama lohadrina, we don't let him get his property back because you know what? The hachi kama, he could have said, di iboy lemitrach ladure boser shaya rasa have a solid. You know what? You're scared of the robbers on the road. So go in a convoy, go in a caravan, go with other people, and the robbers on the road won't be able to attack you. You got armed guards, so therefore, you didn't want to pay the extra money to go with the armed guards, you didn't want to pay the extra money to go with the caravan, that's your problem. You can't blame the purchaser, you can't say, I want my deal back. No, you could have gone. The first version says, e-boy, solik. If you wanted to go, albeit it would have been a little more costly for you, would have been a little more difficult for you, but you could have gone. So therefore, you can't go and get and demand your property back. According to the second version, as Rashi continues, Ulishna Basra, the call Misma is smui. It's really? Could you have gone? Umashu Shuay Lo Shuv Ikub, as long as there was nothing preventing you. But if there, you heard there were robbers on the road, and now you're going to have to pay twice as much because you have to go with a caravan. Alvayelo Tzad Ikub Hadre Zvini. If there was any reason that was preventing you from going, even though you could have surmounted that reason, the bottom line is that there was a reason to prevent you from going. So then you have the right to get your property back because you were only going on the condition that you are going to go and live there. And if something prevents you from going to live there, even though it's surmountable, the second version of Rashi says you'd get it back. Okay, next Nishma. Ha'omer Lishlucho, the man says to his Sholiach, say, go, the Kaddish Li Isha, Plonis, go and marry to me, this woman, go and bring her the Kesef Kiddushin, go bring the ring to this woman, who is Bimakom Ploni, in such and such a place. And the Shliach went, V'holach V'kitcho Bimakom Acher, and the Shliach didn't listen to him. So the guy said to the Shliach, go and give this girl the ring in New York. And instead, he gives it to her in Philadelphia. So, V'holach V'kitcho Bimakom Acher, so ain't Mekudeshes. In this situation, she's not Mekudeshes. The Gemara will explain, because he has friends in New York, that in case somebody tells the girl, hey, this guy's not such a good guy, don't accept the Kiddushin. So his friends in New York will pipe in and say, no, he's a wonderful guy, he's a very nice guy, you definitely want to marry him. Whereas in Philadelphia, nobody knows him. So therefore, in case somebody speaks Lashon Hara about him, in case somebody says, don't marry the guy, there'll be nobody to speak up and say, no, he's a good guy. So he was makpid that you should bedavka only offer the Kiddushin to the girl in New York and not in Philadelphia. And therefore, if he didn't listen, so then the shliach's not doing the shlichus, and therefore ain't a mekudeshes. Likewise, if, however, he had said, Harehi b'mokum ploni, he wasn't telling him, go and give her the Kiddushin in New York. He says, go give this girl Kiddushin on my behalf. I think she's in New York. So in that situation, if she's not in New York, so then he was just marry mokum. Harehi b'mokum ploni, v'kitcho b'mokum acher, harezu mekudeshes. In this situation, she would in fact be mekudeshes because he wasn't telling her, bedavka makbet, I only want you to give it to her in New York. I don't mind. I think she's in New York. There's one date. If you find her in Philadelphia, give it to her in Philadelphia. Now, Mara says, Utanan Nami Gabi Gittin. We have the exact same style of Mishnah in regards to Gittin that's in Maseches Gittin. And it says over there, if a man says to his Shliach, Omer, Tnu Get Zeli Ishti, he tells the Shlichim, in this situation the two Shlichim, go and give this get to my wife and give it to her Bedafka Bimakaploni. Give it to her definitely in New York. But they give it to her in Philadelphia, then it's possible to get. They weren't doing the shlichus of the Baal. They didn't have the right to give her the get. And therefore, she's not, in fact, divorced. She's 100% still married because they didn't follow their shlichus. They were supposed to give it in New York and not to give it in Philadelphia. And they gave it to her in Philadelphia. And the reasoning behind this is because he doesn't mind being embarrassed. It's someone embarrassing to give a get. So in New York, he doesn't know anybody. So big deal. They say, that, oh, who's this guy, Yanko, that's giving the get? Big deal. He doesn't care. However, in Philadelphia, that's where all of his family lives. That's where all of his friends live. And therefore, he doesn't want them to hear about his being divorced right now. So therefore, he's been makbid. And therefore, if he's makbid to give it bedavka in New York, and therefore not in Philadelphia, so then puzzle. He would, in fact, not be divorcing the woman because the shlichim didn't do their shlichus. However, if he tells the shlichim, I think she's in New York, No, and then they find her in Philadelphia, the Nasa Lob Makam Acher, so then it's kosher. It's perfectly good because he wasn't Makbid to give it to that place. He just said, I think she's over there. He's Mara Makam. Saying, no, if you want to look for her, you shall probably find her in New York. That's where she hangs out. Oh, if you find her in Philadelphia, he goes into Hay. Not a problem. Now, this is exactly the same as our Mishnah. Our Mishnah was Kedushin. The Mishnah Gittin is Gittin. So the Gemara says, why do we need both of them? I'll know it. If you tell me just over here, I'll know it by Gittin. Or if you tell me by Gittin, I'll know it over here. The Gemara says, no, Tzricha, you need both. You need it here in Kedushin, and you need it in Maseches Gittin as well. Why is that? Because the Iyash being in Gabi Kedushin, if you only had it over here, you know what I would have said? B'malko, the Likurva Ka'asi, he wanted to go and give it to this woman in a place, Bahai Asra Rachamuli V'lo Mimali Mili Ilaboy, in a place that's near to here, where people know him, and they'll counteract any Lashon Hara that's said about him. They like me, and if somebody says something bad about me, they'll speak up, or if she asks them, hey, do you know this guy? Yeah, they're all friends of his, and they'll say, yeah, he's a nice guy. However, in Philadelphia, Bahai Asra, suddenly, they don't know me, or they hate me. Mamali Mili, I love I. Or they're going to say bad things about me. He had a bad interaction over there, so Yibadavka doesn't want it to be in Philadelphia. So that's by Kedushin. We can understand why he's Machbid on New York versus Philadelphia. Abu Gabi Gittin, the Lerechuka Kasi. In regards to Gittin, he's sending her away. What difference does it make if he sends her away? Maybe in Gittin you would say, even though he said, go divorce her in New York, he wasn't Makbid. It would be fine to do it in Philadelphia, Kamash one. That's why you have to tell me the Mishnah in Gittin to tell me, no, he is Makbid, to only do it in New York and not in Philadelphia. No, Yashmin and Gabi Gerishin. So if you just told me by Gittin, tell me just by Gerishin, I'll know it by Kedushin. No, I would say, because Bahai Asra in New York, he tells the Shlichim, go and divorce from New York. In New York, Nihalei the Nivzeh. He doesn't mind being embarrassed over there. Oh, you hear about this divorce? He doesn't mind it because nobody knows it. So he doesn't care about that. However, Bahai Asra in Philadelphia, Lo Nihalei, that's where all his friends are. He doesn't want all his friends to hear about his divorce. However, Avol Gabi Kedushin, in regards to Kedushin, which is no stigma attached to it, so therefore, Emelo Ichbatle, what do you care, New York, Philadelphia? You would say he's not Makbid. Oh, Kamash Ron Tzricha, that you need both places because each of them has a tzad that you would say it only applies to Kedushin or it only applies to Gerushin, and therefore you have to tell me both in Kedushin and in Gittin. Next Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us, if a man goes and marries a woman, and he states specifically that this woman shouldn't have any Nidarim, so in this situation, if in fact she's found to have Nidarim, because the Tanai wasn't fulfilled. He's saying, I'm only marrying you if you don't have Nidarim. She says, yes, I don't have Nidarim. Then it turns out that she does have Nidarim, so this is not fulfillment of the Tanai. And therefore, Eina Mekudeshes, and she doesn't need a get from him. There's no Kedushin over here. However, Kansa Stam, if he married her without making any such Tanai, and then afterwards he finds out that she's a woman who makes Nidarim, she has lots of Nidarim, Benimzu Allah Nidarim, so then he has the right to get rid of her, he has the right to divorce her without having to make Ksuba, because the Stam default position is a man doesn't want to have a woman with all these Nidarim upon her. However, she is married, Taitse, however, Shalom Ksuba, since it's her fault that she is being divorced over here, so in this situation, she loses her Ksuba, because Rashi brings down the Omar Yevshi the Ashes Nadratis, a person can state, I can't live with such a woman. So therefore, in this situation, she is in fact will leave the marriage without getting Kesuba, but she'll need a get because there was a Kedushin here. Similarly, if the man says, Amanash Ain Ole Mumim, if the man says, I'm only marrying this woman on the condition that she doesn't have any mumim, and then he states this befeirish v'nim suba mumim, and then it turns out that she does have various types of mumim blemishes. So therefore, ain't mekudeshes because the tanai wasn't fulfilled. She said, "No, I don't have any," and in fact, she does have. So therefore, the kedusha never got off the ground. However, if he was just kin so stam, he married her without stating anything. Then v'nim suba mumim. Then it turns out that she does have all of these mumim. So then again, she's the cause of him not being able to live with her. He says, "I can't live with her." And teitzei shalom b'ksuba. So she needs a divorce, but she'll lose her ksuba because she's the cause of the divorce. As the Gemara tells us, the Mishnah continues: Shekol hamumim haposim b'kohanim posim b'doshim. The definition of what these mumim are the same types of mumim that would pass a kohen from doing the avoda. So if a woman has these mumim and doesn't disclose them, so in this situation, the Kedushin was chal, but she loses her ksuba because she didn't disclose this mumim, and therefore teitzei shelo b'ksuba. Of course, if the husband wants to keep her, he can. But if he chooses not to, so then he doesn't even have to pay her ksuba in this situation. Now the Gemara says, "Utna nami gabi ksubos ki ay gavna." This entire Mishnah is also found in Ksubos Daf Ayin Beis. So it's repeated without any change. Previously, we just said, well, why do we mention the din by Gittin? Why do we mention the din by Kedushin? It was two separate dinim. Here, it's the exact same Mishnah. This Mishnah, its entirety, is found in Kedushin, Ayin Beis, Omid Beis. So what it says, Utsana Nami Gabi Ksubos Ki Agavda. Why is this Mishnah repeated twice in Seder Noshim? Once in Maseches Kisubos, Daf Ayin Beis Omid Beis, and once here in Kedushin, Daf Nun Amud Aleph. Why? So Gemara says, because each one is in its context. Hocho Kedushin. This is Maseches Kedushin, so it's Trichaleg. It needs to tell us the dinim of Kedushin, so therefore Tana Kisubos Atu Kedushin. So it teaches us his din in regards to Kisubos as well. However, in there, Hossam Ksubas Itzrichle. There, in Maseches Ksubos, it needed to teach us the part about the Ksuba, that she's divorced, Tetzi Shalom Ksuba. So, no, Tana Kedushin, not the Ksuba. So, it tells us the first part as well. It's needed over here because it's in the context of Ksuba, so it throws in the Kedushin as well. So, each one has its primary reason for being in its primary Masechta, Ksubos and Kedushin. And then the secondary stuff, well, it's thrown in because it comes along for the ride. Okay. Next Mishnah. If a man is Hamakadesh Shtei Noshim Bishavu Pruta, a man goes and marries two wives. Again, you're allowed to do that. Never recommended. But the man was technically before the Chaimer Rabbeinu Gershom for Ashkenazim. So the man is allowed to go and marry two wives. And he says, listen, I have to give a Shavu Pruta. Who says I have to give a Shavu Pruta to each one? Now, he's wrong. But that's what he says. So I'll give a Shavu Pruta, and I'll marry both Sarah and Rachel at the same time with a single Shavu Pruta. So each woman is only getting a half a Pruta, which is not real Kiddushin. Or, Isha Achas, or he marries one woman, but Bipachas Shavu Pruta. He says, nah, you know, I'll marry her with a half a penny. And she accepts, so fine. So, even though he subsequently sends her presents, Siflonos, Rashi tells us, or Doronos, presents, after they would have the first stage of marriage. Again, in those days, they didn't have what we do, which is having the Erisin, the Kiddushin, at the same time as the Nisuin, the Chuppah. So we have them all together. So they didn't have that. They would wait a year sometimes in between the Erisin, the first stage of marriage, the Kiddushin. Erisin and Kiddushin, again, are the same thing. And the second stage of marriage, the Nisuin, which was the Chuppah. So there was a custom that in between this, they would send their beloved, they would send their presents, called Sivlonos. Now, the Sivlonos is not Kiddushin. So the Mishnah is telling us that even though the original Kiddushin wasn't a good Kiddushin, he mistakenly thought it was, though. So when he was Makadish, two women with one Shavu Pruta, or one woman with less than a Shavu Pruta. So even though he subsequently sent them much more than a Shavu Pruta to each one, because he sent them all these presents, so he gave them a half a penny each to these two women, and then he sent them each a diamond ring. So they now have a Shavu Pruta, but it wasn't given the same Kiddushin as we turn to Nun Amud Beis, and in this situation, Eino Mikudeshes, neither of these women, the two women that got it with a single Shavu Pruta, or the woman that got it with less than a Shavu Pruta, even though they subsequently got more than a Shavu Pruta each, that's not considered Kiddushin. Shemachmas Kiddushin are Rishonim Sholach, the Sivlonos that they got, the diamond ring that he then subsequently sent them, was not L'shem Kiddushin. That was just L'shem Sivlonos, for presents, because he thought he was already Mekadish them. So therefore, he had no intention that the Sivlonos would be for Kiddushin. And then the Mishnah adds one additional din. The same thing would apply to Chayin Katan. You have a child who's under the age of Bar Mitzvah, a boy who's under the age of Bar Mitzvah, and he sends a girl Kiddushin. Now, a Katan doesn't have the ability to be a Kaddish girl. So he did this when he was 12 and a half. And then when his day of his Bar Mitzvah, so now he's a Gadol, he sends her the diamond ring, Sivlonos. He goes and follows through with additional presents. So the Mishnah tells us, Chayin Katan Shekidish, the same din applies. Since he originally thought his Kiddushin was good, when he was 12 and a half years old. So then the subsequent gifts that he sent her after his bar mitzvah, so they are not L'shem Kiddushin. They were L'shem Sivlonos. And it's the same din over here, just like in the first two cases, that the Sivlonos are in Kiddushin. So to here with the Katan Shekides, and then subsequent sends Sivlonos, when he's no longer a Katan, so they weren't L'shem Kiddushin, and in none of these situations is the woman Mikudeshes. We had three dinam over here. The Gemara says, why do we need all three? Utsricha. You need to tell me all three cases. You need to tell me the case where the man gives two women a Shavu Pruta in total, so each one only got a half a Pruta, where the man gave the woman a less than a Shavu Pruta, and the case of the Katan, who gave regular Kiddushin, but when he wasn't able to do so, and then he sent presents afterwards. So all three cases are needed. Why? Because the Iyash Minun Shavu Pruta, if you only told me the first case, that the guy gave a Shavu Pruta to both Sarah and Rachel, and thinking, I have to give a Shavu Pruta, they don't each have to get a Shavu Pruta, so I would say, I did it Konofik, since he put out the Mamona from himself, Minetoi, so he's the one that made the mistake. So therefore, in this situation, the Sivlonos aren't going to go and work as Kiddushin, because he thought he married them. It was his own mistake. However, in the second case, Avo Pachos B'Shavapruta, where he gave a lesson, B'Shavapruta, everybody knows the Ema, Yodea, everybody knows She'ein Kiddushin Tosin B'Pachos B'Shavapruta, and therefore, when he sent in the Sivlonos, I might have thought that's L'Shem Kiddushin. So therefore, Kamash Vilon. The key Komeshadr Sivlonos are died to the Kiddushin Komeshadr. No, that even here, we don't say that he knew that, and we don't therefore assume that the Sivlonos offer Kiddushin. We say no, that in this situation, he's only sending the Sivlonos because he already thinks he was a Makadisha. That's why you have to tell me those two cases. No, if you just told me those two, I wouldn't know by the Katan. The Yashmin and Hani Tarti, if you told me only the first two cases, I would have said, Mishum Debain Pruta. The Pachas Mishav Pruta, Lokim Lu Inche. Because I would have said, in those two situations, that people can't easily tell the difference between a pruta, a shava pruta, and something that's less than a shava pruta. So in that situation, I would say maybe there, the Sivlonos are what would be Makadish the woman, and therefore you have to tell me both those two cases. Fine. But by the Katan, Avo Katan, Shekidish, when he was 12 and a half years old, Hako Yodim Shein Kedusha Katan Klum, everybody knows the Katan's actions aren't effective, and therefore I would have said, when he also knows that when he sends the Sivlonos, Emo ki komishad the Sivlonos adaita the Kiddushin komishad. He's now sending them as Kiddushin. So therefore, the Mishnah has to tell us that Chiddush as well. V'chein katan shekidesh, the same dinim apply komash v'lon. You need all three cases. Now the Gemara says, Itmar, we learn the base medrash. Rav Huna Amar, Rav Huna said, choshishin l'sivlonos. We do have to be concerned that the Sivlonos are in fact l'shem Kiddushin. And v'chein Amar Rabba. And Rabba said the same thing. Choshishin l'sivlonos. We do have to be concerned about this. And the more he asks the obvious question, Amar Rabba, what about our Mishnah? Umasvin and Ashmaitin, Alpha Bish Sholach Sivlonos, Yachamikan, and Mukadeshes. Our Mishnah says that you don't have to be Choshesh Sivlonos. So why am I saying, Rabba's the one who asked this question? He says, why am I saying that you do have to be Choshesh Sivlonos? And Rav Huna said the same thing. So Amalei Abaye. Abaye says, Rabba had raised this as a question, and Abaye gives him the answer. Amalei Abaye. Abaye tells him, because Hasam Kidikhtani Taima. There, as we just pointed out in the Mishnah, there was concerns. Shemachmas Kiddushin Harishonim Shalach. In the cases of our Mishnah, he had sent Kiddushin. Either the man gave the penny to the two women, or he gave less than the penny to one woman, or the Kotan sent Kiddushin when he was 12 and a half years old. So there was a previous Kiddushin. And that's why our Mishnah says you don't have to be Choshesh that the Sivlonos are Kiddushin, because the guy thinks he's already been Makadisher. Over here, however, there was no prior Kiddushin. So when Rav Huna and Rabba say Choshesh and the Sivlonos, so they just sent the Sivlonos. There was no prior Kiddushin. So you have to be concerned that this wasn't just a, you know, way to endear yourself to the girl. Maybe this was Kiddushin, and therefore you have to be Choshesh for Sivlonos in this situation. As Rashi points out in Dibur HaMasech, Choshesh Sivlonos, you have to say over here that they were talking about getting married. He's getting to know the girl. He's going out with her on 10 dates. And then he sends her a nice necklace. So then you have to be concerned. Misha Shidech Bisha, they've been talking about getting married. Vinisratza. And she seems willing. The Kidem, before he actually gives her the Kiddushin, he goes ahead, the Shilach Sivlonos, the Eidim, and he sends her the necklace, and he sends two of his friends to go deliver it so they can capture on camera her reaction. So then, Choshishin, Shemo Kiddushin, then you have to be concerned that maybe this is the Shem Kiddushin. V'im Niskatshali Acher, and if she then accepted Kiddushin from someone else, Tzricha Get Min HaRishon, she would need a get from the Rishon, and she would as well need a get from the second one. Because you have to be concerned that the first Kiddushin was good. You have to be concerned that the first Kiddushin was not good. So she would need a get from both of them if she wanted to marry somebody else. So that's how Abaye solves the problem. Alternatively, Ika the Amri, there was another version over here. Amar Rabba, Rabba said, Mino Aminola, how do I know when I say you have to be Choshesh for Kiddushin, Kidikitani Taima? Because in my situation, it is the, as I said, that Shemachmas Kiddushin Harishonim Shalach, the Mishnah is talking about where there was original Kiddushin sent. And Hocho Hudutai. And therefore, it's only if he makes a mistake, i.e., he thought that his original Kiddushin was good, so then you don't have to be concerned about Sivlonos. implication being, Hobi Alma, but when there was no original Kiddushin, Habu Kiddushin. You do have to be concerned that the Zalonos are sent L'shem Kiddushin. And Abaye, he didn't like this. But Abaye, no, he says, the way you understand the Mishnah is the style of Lomi Boye Kama. What does that mean? Lomi Boye, you don't have to tell me, Bi Alma in general, the no Lachis the Torah's Kiddushin Klal. Where there was no Kiddushin previously, so then you certainly don't have to be Choshesh that the Zalonos are L'shem Kiddushin. El afilu hacha, the nachas of Torah's Kiddushin. Here in our Mishnah, even in the case where Kiddushin was given, and you have to be concerned that maybe the Sivlonos then are l'shem Kiddushin, eh, mahavu Kiddushin. You might have thought that this now is really Kiddushin, the Sivlonos are really Kiddushin, because maybe he realized that the original Kiddushin wasn't good, and that's why he said in the Sivlonos, so kamash v'lon. No, here as well. We don't say that. We assume that the person thinks his original Kiddushin is good, and we don't have to be choshes for Sivlonos. But Lomi Boye Kamar, you didn't have to tell me the case where he didn't give her Kiddushin. Of course the Sivlonos are not L'shem Kiddushin. It's only where he tried to marry her, and maybe now you're concerned that he realizes that that wasn't a good marriage, so he's trying again. So the answer is no, we don't have to be concerned with that. He thinks his first Kiddushin is good, so the Sivlonos are definitely not L'shem Kiddushin. Now, we have two different understandings over here. My Havi Allah, how do we paskin? So I'm a Rav Papa. Rav Papa says, Biasrei, in a place, the Mekadshe, that first they give Kiddushin, and then, Vahod, the Misable, and then they send the Sivlonos. So then you do have to be concerned. Chayshidin, in the case where the guy first sends the Sivlonos, without there being a prior Kiddushin, that the Sivlonos are in fact Kiddushin, because the place has the custom that you don't send Sivlonos until you're Mekadisha. So you have to be concerned, Chayshida, that the Sivlonos that he's sending are in fact a Kiddushin. But if the place is Misavli, that they have the custom that, you know, you send the necklace, you send, you know, some presents to the girl while you're dating her, and only afterwards, Vahad Mekadisha, so then, when he sends the Sivlonos, you just assume he's following the normal custom, Lo Chayshida, you have to be concerned that it was the same Kiddushin. More questions, it says, wait a second. Mikache, in a place where people go and give Kiddushin, Bahad the Misable, and then they give Sivlonos, so then Pshita. Why would Rav Papa have to tell us me that? If the place is a place where they always give Kiddushin first and only afterwards Sivlonos, and now he's giving Sivlonos first, so he's going against the normal custom, it must be because they're not Sivlonos, it must be because they're Kiddushin. So why would Rav Papa have to tell me something that's so obvious? Well, it's not so obvious. Lo Tzricha, Rav Papa has to tell us this, in a place that it wasn't 100% that did Kiddushin first and then Sivlonos. So then you're right, it would be partial that if you sent her a gift, it's not because it's Sivlonos, it's because it's Kiddushin. But in a place, the Ruba Mekache, that the vast majority of people first are Mekadish, and only afterwards will have the Misable. But there is a minority, Umiyuta, the Misable, that go first and give the presents, will have the Mekache, and then go and be Mekadish. And this guy, he first gave what is presents, so maybe he's following the minority viewpoint, and we should consider that he's following the minority viewpoint. So Rav Papa comes along and says, no, since the majority over here go and give Kiddushin first and only add to Sivlonos, so he gives Sivlonos. We have to assume he followed the majority custom, and therefore his Sivlonos are in fact Kiddushin. Kamash Milan, that's what Rav Papa is teaching us. We're not choshesh for that miyuta that does it the way he did it. If he did it, not l'shem kiddushin, but we say he follows the majority. That's the way Rashi learns it. Tosus has a totally opposite way of looking at it. And if you look inside the big Tosus Hochi Garcinon, so if you look in the middle, it says Rabbeinu Chananel Garis Ivcha. He learned it the exact opposite way. Lo tzricha deruba misable. You don't need Rav Papa to tell us in a place where the majority gives Sivlonos and then v'hadir mekache and then go give kiddushin. Umiyut, only a small number are mekache first v'hari misabloi and then give the Sivlonos. Mal the tema, I might have thought lo nechosh lemiyuta. We should not concern ourselves with the miyuta that is mekadesh first and then gives Sivlonos. Lo nechosh lemiyuta. Pira shalotei mekudeshes. So she would not be mekudeshes. Kamash v'lo. No, the chayshina lemiyuta. That you have to be concerned in this situation that maybe this guy is in fact being mekadesher and only sending this Sivlonos, not the same Sivlonos, but the same Kiddushin. So you have to be concerned about that. So Rabbeinu Chanan learns it pum faket the way Rashi learned it. Okay. Another Maaseh Shaya, Voy Minei Rav Acha, by Rav Huna Mirava. Rav Acha, who's the son of Rav Huna, asked the following Shaila from Rava, Huchsak Shtar Ksuba Bishuk Mahu. What happens if there is a Ksuba that is found, or that is known to be in existence for this woman? So what's the halacha? Is this woman considered to be married because her kesuba is there? Or do we say, no, the kesuba that you have is worthless. It doesn't mean that she was married. So that's what Rav Acha bar Rav Huna asked to Rava. Amalei Rava said back to him, because you find the ksuba that has her name on it, does that mean that she should be a married woman? Absolutely not. Why would you think that? Now, why not? My heavy law, what's going on over here? What's the halacha? So Ravashi explained. In a place, Biasra, the Mikache, the people first give Kiddushin and only then write the Ksuba, the Hodr, Kasve Kisuba. So then, we do have to be Chayshinon in this situation, since you wouldn't normally expect there to be a Ksuba there unless there was prior Kiddushin. So then, yes, Nachsik Baki Eshesis. You would have to, in fact, be concerned, Chayshinon, that this is an Eshesis. But, Kasve, if they wrote in a place, first the Ksuba, because you make sure you have all the things ready for the marriage. V'hadar v'kachin, only afterwards you leave the kedushin. Right? When we have a wedding today, so the ksuba is normally signed even before you have the kedushin and before you have the nisuin. So some places they sign it bedavka under the chuppah, but you can certainly have it all prepared beforehand. So in a place where, like we do nowadays, kosve, where they write up the ksuba first and then v'hadar v'kachin, and then afterwards they do kedushin. So then, lo chayshin, if you find the ksuba, who says that they went through with the kiddushin? The ksuba was written up first, because that's the custom. And maybe something broke it off. And therefore, the fact that you find the ksuba doesn't make it into an eshesish. More questions, it says, mikache v'hodr kosve pshita. Again, this is a very, very pasha thing that you're telling us. Why would Ravashi have to tell us that if the place normally goes and does kiddushin first, and then you write the ksuba. So then why would he have to tell us that in such a place, if you find the ksuba, that she is an HSH? Obviously, because the custom is that you only write the ksuba after the kiddushin. So if you find the ksuba, mastama, of course she was mekudeshes. So what's Ravashi's chiddush? Ravashi says, no, it's a big chiddush. Lo tzricha, Ravashi had to tell us his din, because the lo shiach safra, you're in a place where, yes, the minhag was to go write the ksuba only after the kiddushin was given. But there's no sofer around. And now a sofer came visiting from another town, so you don't have a sofer easily available. So you say, hey, I'm planning on getting married next Thursday night, but the sofer's here on Tuesday. Let's write the ksuba now while I got a sofer over here. The lo shchiach sofer, because I don't know if we're going to find the sofer after I get married to her. So therefore, ma'av detema, I might have said, safra, who do you srami? Maybe the reason why you found this ksuba is because even though the custom was to get married and then write the ksuba, but this was a place where they didn't have a lot of sofering. And therefore, maybe he just happened to find the sofer and he wrote the ksuba before the kiddushin, as was normally the custom to write the ksuba afterwards, but that's because they found the sofer. And he only wrote it now because they happened to find the sofer. So Kamash 1, Ravashi is telling us, even in that situation, we don't take this consideration into account, that maybe it was the fact that they found the sofer. But if the rule is that they always would write the ksuba after the kiddushin, so therefore you have to assume that this woman is an eshes ish. Next mishnah, hamakadesh isha bita. If a man goes and marries a woman and a daughter, which of course you can't marry a woman and a daughter. You can marry either the woman or you can marry a daughter, but you can't marry both. You can't marry your mother-in-law, or you can't marry your stepdaughter. So the din is hamakadesh isha bita, or oisha vechosa, or a woman and her sister. You can only marry one of them. And if you marry them both simultaneously, in this situation, you gave kiddushin to the woman and her daughter, or to the two sisters, ki achas, at the same time, the Mishnah tells us it doesn't work, einon mikudashos, neither of the two women, neither the mother or daughter, or in the case of the two sisters, neither of them is considered to be married. And Maisa Shaya, the Mishnah tells us, u'maisa b'chomish nashim, there were once five women over there, u'behen shtei achayos, and there were two sisters amongst those five women. So now a guy's going to come along, and a person came along with a basket of tanim, and it actually belonged to those women. The Gemara will explain why we're telling us this. And it tells us another fact, and the Gemara will explain why we need this next fact, and it was a Shemitah year, and these fruits were Shemitah fruits. And the man said to this group of five women, the Omar, Hare kulchem mikudoshos li b'kalkolazu. It was more than a shava pruta for each of them. And he says, with this basket of figs over here, I am marrying all of you. And one of the women said, yes, on behalf of all the other women, I'm the shliach for all the other women and myself, we are accepting this kiddushin from you. So what's the halacha? The Amru Chachamim, in this Maaseh Shehayah, the Mishnah tells us, the Chachamim said, Ein Achayos Mikudoshos. The two sisters that were in that group of five women, they're not married. The other three women are married, but the two sisters are not married. Now, Gemara starts off and tells us, Minoh Hani Mila. How do we know, in the first part of the Mishnah, when a man is Makadish Isho Bita at the same time, or Isho Be'achosa, Kiachas, at the same time, that Eino Mikudoshos, that neither of them is going to be Mikudoshos. So, Amar Rami Rechama says, because the Pasuk tells us, Yom HaKra, V'isha El'achosa Lo Sikach Litzor. You're not allowed to go and marry. If your wife has a sister, you're not allowed to go marry your wife's sister while your wife is alive. HaTorah Amra, Bishah Shenasu Tzara Zulazu, which means that at the time that they become tzaros one to the other, you're not allowed to go and take them. Lo Yelo Likuchim Afilu Biachsmihem. You can't go and become married to even one of them. So Rami Bachama says, this pasuk is the source of saying you can't marry both of them simultaneously. Kushan Aranchal. Only Rabbi questions Rami Bachama, and he says, Ihachi, if what you're saying is correct, when the pasuk says v'nichrusu hanefashos ha'osos mikarev amam, it says afterwards that if you do this and you marry these two sisters, you'll all be chayiv kares. So then, wait a second. E kedushin lo tovzi ba. But if you're telling me that the kedushin is nachal kares mi mechayiv, so then how do you be chayiv kares if he lives with them? So he's not married to them. So okay, he's having relations with Pnuya, not a good thing. He's over isurim, but he wouldn't be chayiv kares. So how can you say that this is the source? So your Rabbi says that can't be the source. El Amar Rabbi. Rabbi says Rami Rechama's source is not correct. This is the source. Kra bazeh achar zeh. The pasuk that says that this is an act of kiddushin, it's talking about that you first gave kiddushin to one of the sisters and then you gave kiddushin to the other one. That won't work. Umas nisin kidir rabba. And our Mishnah then builds on that din, as in accord with what Rabbah said. The Yomar Rabbah said, Kol she'eino bazeh achazeh, wherever kiddushin cannot take effect one after the other. So when he was Mekadesh the first sister, the second sister is not Mekudeshes, so then, afilu bevas achaseino, then even when it's done simultaneously, it won't be able to go and take effect as well. And this, in fact, is the source for the din in our Mishnah. This is a good break point. We'll stop over here. Everybody should have a wonderful day.